Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Bob Saget here.
Welcome to Super Mega Cast episode 190.
That's right.
It's your boy Matt and your other
Ryan.
Boy. Yeah, Ryan. Ryan, my boy. Look at us wearing shorts both today. It's the first day of the year I'm wearing shorts.
I'm always wearing shorts though.
Those are not, are those new shorts?
I just don't wear them up.
I gotta say, those are
they're not gym shorts.
They're definitely the most stylish shorts are the ones you got. I was looking at the back, they got that nice pocket.
To put it into perspective, when he says stylish, usually I wear gym shorts, so like what he sees as style are gray like sweat shorts.
Yeah.
Like thin sweat shorts with like a very thin gray and whitish.
It's like a fabric textile.
Yeah.
They're nice though. I like them. They're
Thanks,
looking
man.
Good. Looking good, man.
See these?
Yeah, oh, I see those. I see those little prunes hanging down.
Thanks, man.
I'm wearing a bathing suit today because I don't have any shorts.
I like the style though.
I don't have any shorts. So.
You got your, oh man, let me take off my shoes, get all comfortable.
I got my Nike slides. They're actually not mine. They're one of my roommates. And then I got my small short bathing suit on and a t-shirt. That's what we're wearing today, ladies and gentlemen.
What are y'all wearing, huh?
Yeah, tell us in the comments what you guys are wearing. I'm curious to find out. But yeah, episode 190. What a week it's been. It's very hot in LA today. It's starting to feel like summer a little bit.
I know. That's the thing with LA. It just changes on a dime.
There's no gradual heat up. It's just like this week, it's going to be
It's 96. Been windy, nice and cool outside during nighttime, and now not so... it was very windy last night, for me at least. Not for you.
Blowing the trees everywhere, making Lego screech and scream.
I don't know. Lego's such a bitch, dude. wait, did I show you? I sent you the picture of him like cowering under like my back table.
It was
raining.
Just from the rain. Not even the thunder. There was no thunder.
He doesn't like water. He had to sleep next to my bed last night because he got scared.
Aw.
I can't let him on my bed because, you know, he gets out there with his paws and he's all dirty. He might bring in like something. I don't know.
I just got a new bed yesterday.
You did? And
because Mandy peed on it.
Yeah.
Mandy's not my girlfriend. Mandy is like the cat I've been fostering. Who has five tiny little Siamese kittens who are they can't walk yet, but their eyes have all opened up and they're all wobbly. They're trying to stand up. I could see progress being made. I'm waiting for their ears.
Is mother going to teach them to walk?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's coming up.
Speaking of fun animal updates, we have one final update with Wanda and her two children.
Yep.
I came to the office yesterday and I saw that one was kind of standing on a fence, and then another one was just kind of on the ground of our patio. And Matt said that they were just kind of there, like
yeah,
on the
because
ground.
I got here a little before you, and I went outside. And
they're alive. They're
not dead on the fence.
Yeah.
They were sitting under the nest, so they jumped out of the nest, and they were both just sitting underneath it. And when I came outside, and I guess that freaked them out, and they went flying, and then so they could fly. and yep. now they're gone.
They flew away.
They left the nest. So that's the end of the Wanda saga.
How many episodes was that saga?
4 or 5, I think.
Well, you know how like Chris Chan has different sagas?
Yeah.
What are sagas for us?
We have the Ming saga. We have there's a lot. There's a lot of sagas on this podcast. But leave it to 50% of the podcast, one of the hosts, and not be able to remember any of
what
them.
What saga is Christine in right now? What's she up to?
The dimensional merge saga.
Is that? I thought the dimensional merge was coming. Is she the prophet for the dimensional
yes,
merge?
Yes, she is currently in the dimensional merge. So that's the current ongoing saga. That's the only one I know about.
Still waiting for episode 36.
I know, episode 36.
Well, that's all the talk of Chris Chan today.
Yeah.
We have nothing new to talk about.
There's no new episode. Well, we do have something new to talk about in terms of entertainment. I want to talk about Better Call Saul. I want that season finale.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did we not? Oh, yeah. The last time we recorded the podcast, I was editing and we're like, oh, only one more episode left.
Do you care if I go grab some water because I'm getting heartburn?
Of course not. As long as you grab your boy a glass as well, maybe. Maybe put some ice in it, too.
Oh. What next? You want some spit, Ryan? Jesus Christ.
Why would I want your spit? Why would that be a thing I ask?
It's a saying where it's like, can I get you anything else? Are you good on spit?
Yes, I'm good on spit.
Okay, so you just want
I
water.
Produce my own just saliva water. Like most humans, yes. What I need is water. That is some good water.
That's great water.
You make that shit good.
Thanks, man. It's mother's recipe.
Mm.
It was a big ass spider in the room.
Where?
Right
are there water
literally
bars?
Right above me. Right above
two thoughts
me.
At once. So, first thought, spider. Oh, I see him.
It's directly above
oh,
me.
Oh, it's one of those now. It's one of those nice little house spiders, though.
It's not little.
No, it's not little, but it's not.
It's the one that has, it's like a little, almost think a it's daddy a, long legs,
I don't
but
think it's
not.
A pest. I think it's like, it just makes cobwebs will get all the little insects.
Thank you.
That's definitely not an insect. That's an insect that a roach would kill, though.
Yes, but that's an insect that would kill tiny things like gnats. He's doing us a favor. I just hate that it's directly above my head in the corner of the wall.
Now I'll let
so
you know
if it ever fell.
If
it
he's
came down.
If he's coming down, I'll let you know. But the second thought I for some reason came into my brain was, are there water bars? Is there such thing as like a water bar? Where you just go and hydrate?
Just go and drink water?
And there's different kinds of water.
What kinds of water are there?
Carbonated water, different flavors of water.
Okay.
They artificially flavor their own water. Or maybe not artificially flavor. They flavor their own water.
Damn, dude. That's actually not a bad idea. Like, hey, man, you want to go grab a water?
They have like nice little plates that are like very healthy, like little salads and stuff. It's a place for the people who need to lose weight like me could go and still enjoy like that carbonation.
Or like recovering alcoholics.
Yeah.
Too. Like, hey, man, you want to go grab a water sometime?
Ryan, why don't you just go to a restaurant and order some water and a salad? Maybe. Nah. I think they should make a water bar.
I like water bars.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, water bar is a pretty nifty idea, honestly. That feels like one of those LA things that would open up and everyone would be like, ooh. And then it would close 3 months later because you can't make money off.
Are it they definitely sounds sell like water? A place that would open up for like a few weeks in the Galleria in Glendale.
Are they going to like, that's the thing is are they going to sell water?
Mm-hmm.
How much is a... Are they going to have, like, expensive water?
And it's the best water, too.
Mm. Best water. Mm. Are they going to have, like, expensive water, too, though? Where it's, like...
No, it's all affordable.
Because you go
But they do have expensive water.
This probably will come as a shock to a lot of people that live in...
Mixed with vitamins. They'll put powdery vitamins in there for you.
Grind up some
like
Flintstones
they do it,
vitamins?
Like they do at Jamba Juice, except it's going to be put in your water. Ryan, you could go to a convenience store or grocery store and... buy the vitamins you would need pertaining to the diet and the day-to-day life you...
Because I could go to the convenience store and buy myself a six-pack of beers. Or I could go out to a bar and enjoy a beer.
Exactly.
That's much more enjoyable for me.
Okay.
And this might come as a shock to a lot of people that maybe live in more rural parts of America. But in LA, a cocktail can be like $15-$16.
Mm-hmm.
So at this water bar, how expensive is like... a nice water cocktail. I'd say
$5.
$5?
$5.
That's Disneyland territory.
Yeah. But then you can pitch in with your friends and get a cauldron of water.
Get a cauldron? Not a pitcher? They bring out like a big iron cauldron?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably some disease.
I'll take a hot water. She'll take a carbonated.
Matt.
Yeah.
This is something big happened to me this morning.
What happened?
I switched teams in all of an instant.
You're gay now?
No. No. Oh. God, no. Kidding. Kind of. I went to Ralph's to get some, not this morning, but like a week ago, to kind of get some more groceries so I can make sandwiches and shit so I don't have to go out or order too much food. One of the things I wanted to purchase was Jif creamy peanut butter. They were all out. There was nothing else but extra crunchy. And I was like, oh, So I bought some because I'm like, it's still peanut butter. It's peanut butter toast. It'll be fine. I had my first slice of extra crunchy peanut butter toast. And might I say, that might be the best peanut butter toast a man has ever had in his life.
I love crunchy.
Extra crunchy.
Extra crunchy. Like,
it's just something, it adds so much texture to the just bread and like some.
It's just, you don't want this same smooth. You know, yeah. Add a little spice in there.
You know what the next move is?
What?
Extra crunchy peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Toasted.
Extra crunchy jelly.
Ew.
I love crunchy. I used to be like strictly a smooth guy. And then I kind of just hit this point where I'm like, why is there war over this? They're both good.
It's starting to scare me because like, you know, when you're young and you're like, oh, extra crunchy is for old people. And I'm like, oh, shit. It is for older people.
It's not. It is, but it's the same thing. It's like when you're young, you can eat a whole bag of like
candy. Like I don't go out and like now even at the movies, I'll look at the candy and I'm just like, I'm fine. I just want popcorn. Popcorn and I'll have a soda at a movies. But usually I think I want like some wine.
Yeah, I don't get soda at restaurants really anymore either unless it's fast food. If I get McDonald's, I got to get a Coke.
Here's the thing. There's two specific fast food restaurants that they have specific drinks that make the dining experience of those fast food restaurants even greater. The one that you just mentioned is McDonald's with Coca-Cola.
That's a classic American meal.
The second for me is Chick-fil-A and Sprite. I love the way Sprite is dancing along with the chicken in terms of flavors.
Interesting.
It's exquisite.
I don't know if I've ever tried that. I usually get sweet tea with Chick-fil-A. That's what I've always paired it.
I showed you why. I went to the wrong
place. Ryan! You okay?
The water went down the wrong pipe.
Damn. Took your hand straight up. That'll clear it out. Fun fact, y'all, if you're ever choking on like water or something small, I'm not talking like choking on a piece of chicken, but like got a little like something on the wrong pipe, stick your hands up and reach for the sky. It'll clear out your system real good. It'll make you cough real hard and you good. You got what big
was I,
tears.
What was I saying?
I don't know. That scared me. I thought you were going to die on me.
We're talking about
Sprite. Sweet tea.
I have in my place with the Chick-fil-A logo on it and everything, a big gallon of sweet tea from Chick-fil-A. It ain't bad. I think I remember you have a bias towards sweet tea made in California, right?
Well, no. Chick-fil-A sweet tea is it's always good. But I've said in the past my gripes with Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
Exactly, because it's
not, I guess honestly, it's just
clean. Blah,
it's
blah,
all
blah.
Fast food sweet tea.
Yeah,
because you got to think about the things they're brewing it in. They're just unless it's actually I gotta say McDonald's does them in plastic bags that they change out. Which I think they all should do because you have this metal urn.
Well, you haven't worked there in a while.
Yeah, you know what? It's been years. They could have changed it. I should go back and see if I can pick up a shift.
If there are any employees of fast food restaurants out there, could you tell? I'm interested. Did working there change the frequency and your like kind of way of, you know, you're driving and all of a sudden you see a McDonald's? You know, remember when we're on tour, we'd see a McDonald's. We're like, oh, we're fucking hungry.
Yeah.
Like, I could use some fucking McDonald's. If you worked at a McDonald's, does that change? Are you going to go, oh, no, guys, no, they poop in your fries there. Yeah, we all do it. It's just a thing we all do at McDonald's. I mean, it's kind of like a rite of passage, but let's just not go there.
You got to shit in someone's fries at least once. I have some stories that I'm not going to tell on the podcast from working in fast food. Nothing I did, just things that I witnessed and things I heard about. that definitely changed my outlook on the fast food industry. It's like, guys, when it comes to fast food, just don't read about it. Just ignorance is bliss. Enjoy your fast food.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the probability that if you frequent fast food, and most, I think a lot of people do in America, if you frequent fast food, what are the chances at some point you've ingested cum? Some asshole put cum in your food.
Well, see, here's the thing about cum is that's a long thought out process, you know, like to get the cum on the food. Because I'm imagining the guy isn't
I'll switch it to make it even scarier. Spit.
I think spit's the...
I've definitely eaten spit before. There's no way I've gone my whole life eating through restaurants, fast food places, and no one has just for fun spit on my burger, spit on something.
I never saw that the 3 years I worked fast food. I never saw anyone spit on anything.
But the probability of never having eaten spit...
That's true. It's... I feel like spit's too easy because it's just like... That's like the goat's go spit on his food. Yeah, but just, I don't know if people...
Just like if someone's just...
I guess people do that, yeah. Like...
You know, if I worked in fast food, I'd take the burger, I'd put it right up, and I'd just go, you know, take that, Jeff Bezos.
Is he coming into McDonald's, the one you work at?
Yeah.
What's up with his eye? Has he ever addressed that?
What?
Like, what, have you noticed how Jeff Bezos has, like, one of his eyes looks like a cyborg eye?
No. What?
Look up pictures of Jeff Bezos. I noticed this recently when I was looking at him. His eyes are not, not like one of his eyes is different. I
accidentally typed in Jeff Bezons.
Hey, I'm Jeff Bezons. Not related.
Oh, one's like normal and the other's just fully awake all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's all the way open. Like he got really surprised one day, but only half surprised. It's
is
probably
that his
like
wife, Jeff Bezos' wife. Oh,
ex-wife, right?
Ex-wife.
How the richest woman on earth now?
She's an adorable little thing.
She got that bag.
She's got those hamster cheeks,
and those weren't the cheeks that Jeff was clapping.
No,
because Jeff ended up clapping some other cheeks.
That's right. He had an affair.
She got like $70 billion in the divorce settlement.
Here, I got something to show you. That's
a big divorce settlement.
That's related to cheating. Oh no, not that one.
You watching Jacob Sartorius vines?
If I miss this shot, I gotta cheat on my girl. You ready? Oh man, that's crazy.
You got into TikTok recently.
Yes, I've been binging TikTok and I created an account that I'm not gonna make public because it's weird. It's like, do you not enjoy Twitter or Instagram when I say this, but like I want to enjoy a social media platform. And so I'm not gonna make anything for TikTok. I just like.
You're not gonna do any dances?
No, I'm good. I just like liking stuff and scrolling through. It really is just like Vine again. Like I'll be up at night scrolling through, laughing my ass off.
I think that TikTok is
I love it.
It's what Vine was, and then it went like light years beyond it with the obscurity and the wildness of it.
Yeah, I hope you like fucking China selling your information.
I have heard that.
It's true. I mean
TikTok. I remember before TikTok was big. I remember the only time I would ever see TikTok was on like Chinese videos because it's a Chinese company,
mm-hmm.
and their own, you know, for a fact they're selling your information.
Whatever.
Well,
at this point, like
I have WhatsApp on my phone to talk to my cousin who lives in Thailand, because
mm-hmm.
That's the only way she'll talk to me is through WhatsApp, and I guarantee they're doing the same thing. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, so
yeah. Ooh. Also, I don't know. There comes a point where it's just kind of...
You can't avoid the information selling. You're like, well, fuck it.
I'd rather enjoy TikTok. Thank you. I found some really funny ones that make me laugh out loud.
No, you showed me some good ones. You showed me some really good TikToks. No,
let me see. These are the recent ones. Hold up. Let me...
Excuse me. I said, excuse me.
Just They're such a weird, eclectic group of people on TikTok that weren't on Vine, you know? That's the thing.
Those people are big on TikTok. Like, the people that would probably get a few likes on Vine would be put in cringe compilations. Those people are huge and have their own fan base. People love cringe on TikTok. I love it. It's great.
Oh, I love watching cringe on TikTok, too.
And it's so easy to find now. It's like a zoo.
It's like a zoo. You're going through and just looking at different exhibits of different people.
The one thing I will say that just tears at my heart about TikTok is that you can't sort by new. So I can't go to like a hashtag and sort by new.
Really?
Yeah. It sucks. I think it's because they, like Vine and a bunch of other social media platforms, probably had a problem with porn and they don't want that on their platform. So I guess it's the best way to kind of steer clear of it is make sure the hashtags are somewhat curated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My favorite type of Vine and TikToker, it really started on Vine, and Musical.ly is kind of like we're like a real pretty boy. We'll put on his snapback.
Jacob Sartorius, yeah, types.
Like put it on backwards.
Weekly Chris, Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson?
Larson?
Boris Larson. Boris Johnson,
Johnson is the
PM of the UK.
Yeah, sorry, Boris Larson.
They'll put their snapback on just barely sitting atop their bread loaf of hair.
Remember that I went to Mexico a few years back and I sent you a picture of that dude at the airport, yeah, that has had exactly like that. I don't know if I have that picture anymore.
That hat literally had like, it looked like it was floating above his hair. Like, how do you, like, why?
And you remember what? Man, I can't wait to go back to the United States America.
Yeah, that's like a, when I was in the airport in Japan, I heard a bunch of guys like doing the same thing, being such assholes. And when I look and they're wearing USC Gamecock shirts, I was like, oh, of course, of course.
Just my favorite thing, I think I mentioned it when I mentioned it last time, probably whenever I mentioned it last few years ago. But it's just like, dude, you were probably like in Cancun or something. You weren't like in Mexico. I mean, you were, but you're not like experiencing
You're in the part
Mexico.
Of Mexico they make for white people to come. Experience, yeah. Mexico.
You might as well just go on a cruise.
Exactly.
I do enjoy cruises. I know a lot of people don't.
I've never been on one still.
For me, it's just I like being isolated with like, okay, I like being isolated, and the people that go on cruise, yeah, there's like a lot of families and stuff, but if you go to like where the adults are, then it's just like the bars, then it's just a bunch of old like depressed couples, and it's like, yeah.
That's all I would do on a cruise. I would swim.
I snuck a weed pen on the last cruise I went on.
I am calling the authorities.
I got super high in Alaska and ate some king crab legs like a motherfucker.
Was that last year? Was that 2019?
That was, 2019.
All right, well, I'm going to call the FBI with an anonymous tip. Say, I know a man who went on a cruise ship in 2019 and snuck a marijuana vape pen.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, you little bad boy.
I'm a little
rascal.
I was smoking.
Little rascal.
I was smoking and drinking.
I know a lot of people that just take weed pins, and do not take this as advice or something you should do, because I don't know the legitimacy of it because I've never done it, but I've heard of a lot of my friends and a lot of people that just bring weed pins in their like luggage and their carry-on to fly to other states where it's not legal, and the
I'd
TSA
put it in
hasn't
my
done
check
anything.
Bag like I brought like I've brought gummies and stuff before to South Carolina
because I hear a lot of people traveling with it to states where it's not legal. And like the TSA just doesn't care.
Yeah,
but don't take my word on that, because some kid out there is gonna be like, ooh, and load his backpack full of just like Kush, and then go through the TSA. And be like, Matt said I could.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? That was intricate, impressive.
That was the long con.
That was the long. Ryan got out of his chair, crawled onto the ground in the corner of the room, laid on his back, and then spun around and made a stinky.
It is stinky.
We might have to take. Why is it like I don't have to shit the whole day, and then I sit down to record the podcast, my body's like, oh, time to take a
shit. You shit multiple. We're almost running out of toilet paper at the office. How much do we have? Here, I'm going to go get the roll.
Well, I'm going to have to shit soon.
That's stinky.
Hey, guys, we're at that part of the podcast where we're talking about shit again. I want to hang with somebody.
We got a good bit.
Oh, that's enough.
I'd say we have enough for two poops each.
Okay. I'm going to be...
Or one Jackson poop.
Let's not let Jackson... Let's tell Jackson we're out of toilet paper.
Here, I'll put it right here so you can...
Here's what I'll do. You know what? To ration that, before I go to the bathroom, I'll take it off and you can see how much I take. And I'll only take that much into the bathroom.
Someone noticed how I unravel toilet paper. I want to see if, like, how you do it here. So, like, if you're going to wipe...
Oh, the way you did it in that video?
Yeah, that's how I always do it.
That was a lot of toilet paper.
Huh?
That was a lot of toilet
paper. No, I don't ever use that much. Oh, okay. But, like, for example, like...
So, let's say the toilet paper is right here next to me. That's what I'm going to do.
So, Matt...
Let's just, like...
Unravels it and then rips it
a little bit, and then what I'll do is I'll do this. Ready?
Fold,
wipe,
but
fold again.
Here, let me show you.
Let's see what you watch. Do, Mr. McGee.
See, like if it's right here, I'll just like it's already you know how yeah. it goes down. I'll wrap it around.
Okay,
it's like already folded.
It's like brass knuckles almost on your hand.
Yeah, it's already folded. Paper. It's like on you like a glove. You go, and then you can like whoop, you know, sandwich it.
Get it in there. Ryan, you
take
fucking asshole. Stop. Oh.
Well, we just wasted two wipes of toilet paper.
Well, I'm going to use this.
Use that one.
I'm not using that one that you just farted on and threw at me.
Why not?
Because you put it like pretty much up your ass to demonstrate.
I have
that.
Clothes on, Matt.
Yeah, that doesn't fucking matter. Like the particles and the kinetic and thermal energy.
What, are you going to catch pink eye in your ass?
No, it's just unsanitary. Since we're talking about shit right now on the podcast, we've reached that point.
Make it quick. Make it snappy.
Well, I stumbled upon Ryan.
That I love is eating ice.
Remember, like, if you would eat ice in school, the teacher would be like, that's so bad for you. Stop it.
It is bad, but fuck it.
And some people, like, hate the sound of eating ice. Oh, dropped an ice cube.
Oops. Slipped
out
of
your mouth.
I'm a messy eater.
Oh, you, Ryan dropped an ice cream, picked it up and put it back in his mouth. Anyway, I stumbled upon this video, this guy, I guess. I'm going to talk about it because he's pretty well known. Apparently, I did some research, so I'm not.
What's his name?
His name is Tom Pearl.
yeah, I couldn't watch.
So I said, Ryan, watch this video. And it's this.
So
this,
set the scene.
Okay.
Come in yesterday to the office. This is one of the first things you start telling me about.
I say, Ryan, I found a video I need to show you. And he goes, okay, yeah. And I pull it up. The video is, so imagine shitty camera quality filming in a room of a house that's empty. Kind of like a dimly lit corner. A naked middle-aged man steps into frame and squats down in front of the camera and goes, hi, my name is Tom Pearl. I'm going to eat my diarrhea for you. And he's got such a gleeful smirk on his face. He's excited. He's like, I finally have some diarrhea, and I'm so excited. Been wanting to do this for a while. So first, let's get the piss. And he steps back, and he gets a wine glass, and he fills it with piss.
Yellow piss. It's very, like, I have yellow piss. You know, I'd say a majority of the time my piss is probably not as yellow
as his. My piss is never that yellow, though. Some dehydration shit.
That's like... What? That's like food coloring yellow.
Yeah, pretty much.
But like, you know, mine I would say is like a light lemonade yellow.
A tinge
of lemonade yellow.
Chick-fil-A lemonade.
Exactly.
And
without the pulp.
He fills,
unless I masturbated.
Yeah. He fills the glass and sets it to the side. And he gets a nice clear glass bowl. And this is where Ryan walked away.
Well, I watched him unload into it for a bit.
You did. He unloads. Imagine a soft.
It's after
machine.
He was done and started to turn around, where all of a sudden it started to hit me, and I'm like, oh, he's about to put it in his mouth.
Yeah, so he sprays it into the bowl, like, yeah. And he goes, oh, and he walks towards the camera with it, and he's like, look at that, and he's ecstatic about this. And my favorite part of it is how genuinely surprised he is that it stinks. Like it's like he didn't expect. He's like, oh, that stinks. It's like, no shit, or literally all shit. That's what it is. That's why it smells bad, and. He goes and he fetches himself a spoon, and Ryan's like, oh, no, 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 no. And
I run, start gagging. Like,
Ryan
gagging
starts
bad, gagging,
and he runs, like, Ryan's like, ugh! And before he even puts it in his mouth. And Ryan, my favorite part is Ryan runs into the bathroom for.
Where you just took a fresh shit.
And
so in my head, I'm trying to get away from the idea of eating shit.
And then you really smell it, and he ran out gagging even
and it's
harder.
It's like in my throat, in the back. Like, I'm like,
I was cracking up. Anyway, Tom Pearl proceeds to, get his spoon in there, and he goes.
He gave himself a chocolate milk mustache.
Ah, oh, but it's the worst. The most interesting part is like he clearly doesn't enjoy it, but he does. He's like, like he'll put in his mouth.
But he's not throwing up. So
no, he
can't
doesn't.
Not enjoy
he just
it
gags
that much.
A bunch, and he proceeds to eat the whole thing and wash it down with a big glass of piss. And then he goes. The end of the video, he's got tears in his eyes, and his voice is hoarse, and he goes, "My name is Tom Pearl. And I'm so proud I ate my diarrhea."
The next video that you posted was he shit a log and put it in a as if it were a hot dog and ate
Tom
it.
Pearl eats a shit dog.
He
just shits on a plate. And
but
puts
his
it,
video titles are like proudly eats a shit
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, I think the video I stumbled upon was called Sicko Tom Pearl Proudly Eats His Diarrhea.
Yep.
And
I don't know what it is about those videos like. When I think about...
Could it be that he's eating shit?
Yes, but like, why, 100%, yes. But why do I have such a involuntary, like, reaction to gag? Even, like, with the milking shit, like, there's just something about where I can just picture it and I imagine it perfectly, like, in my... Like, I'm the one doing it.
Well, you're saying...
Because I empathize with whatever I'm looking at, I guess.
You're saying this as if you feel like you have some sort of problem and you're some odd person. Now, I promise you, 99% of people watch that video, they're going to react the same way you did.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, you'd think after all, like, the shit I talk about and do and have seen on the internet, like, I'd be able to take
talking
this.
Shit's different from eating shit.
True.
Very different. You have a vivid imagination. And
like I get close to Legos poop and I have to smell it and I pick it up, not with my hands.
No, with your hands. Just wash them afterwards. What's the big deal?
I used to gag when I, because I never had to pick up my dog's poop because they'd always poop in the backyard and it just decay, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But when I first got Lego, I wasn't used to like picking up dog shit.
Oh,
I remember
disgusting.
Gagging the first few
oh,
times,
horrible.
Like picking it up because I'm like, this is just shit.
I used to have to do that.
But now it's just normal. But I wonder if I start... So does that mean if I start watching his videos religiously and I will gag, will I get to a point where I'm just like, no, this is just another shit video?
You probably desensitize yourself. I was just I'm just intrigued on the existence of those videos. There's a lot of them too. There's mm-hmm. like 18 or so that I found. And
for someone who shits themselves almost on a monthly basis,
not monthly. I'd say bimonthly.
Bimonthly. Oh yeah.
Bimonthly in the sense of every other month, not twice a month.
Yes.
Because that could mean both, I guess. But I'm curious of the existence because he seems very, like he doesn't seem aroused or anything. He just seems very excited and very proud to eat his own. He's like, I'm so proud that my diarrhea is in my stomach. I love drinking piss. But he clearly he's gagging the whole time. My first thought was like, is this guy being blackmailed? Is this like someone blackmailing him to make
this
video?
Is it almost like a Chris Chan situation?
That's what I thought at first, but I believe he enjoys this.
Chris Chan did make a cake fart video.
We did see that.
Is Chris Chan not a character anymore? Is it still like the brand and everything Chris
she
Chan?
She still goes by Chris Chan, yeah.
Okay.
So you could still call her Chris Chan for sure.
But not okay.
Yeah. But I was thinking maybe for Patreon you and I could make a Tom Pearl style video.
Enjoy the ad break.
My name is Tom Pearl.
I need some diarrhea for you.
Hey guys, my name's Tom Pearl. I got a YouTube channel I just started and a Patreon. Haha, what's up, Spotify?
It's Tom Pearl.
Hey guys, you like Tom Pearl?
Hey, Bob Saget here. Do you like Tom Pearl?
And we're back. That's all the shit talk for, this is the only podcast with a lot of shit talk, but not in the sense you would think. It's like, yeah. What's Super Megacast like? It's like, oh, it's nothing but shit talk. It's like, oh, who do they talk shit about?
Damn,
like, no,
drama.
They talk about shit a lot.
Well, I've kind of fell off of paying attention. Like, I still get on social, but like, I just don't care what's going on in kind of like the YouTube sphere of like the influencers and shit.
Oh, like just YouTube drama?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It's high school shit.
Yeah, none of it fucking affects me. And like, it's just, I don't know. It just gets boring.
I agree with you because I think that as adults, we're just trying to do what we're doing with Super Mega. And just try to have fun doing it and make people laugh and all that drama shit. Like all these other channels, they get into all the drama shit and all these scandals and things. It's like, I just want to make shit and have fun. I don't like, I leave that shit in high school.
Well, it's a weird thing where these, like the drama is just marketing.
Yeah.
Like, like it is real drama. Like people do really shitty things, but in the grand scheme of things, it's advertisement. Yeah.
And I want to like
whether intentional or not.
Yeah. And we just want to make shit and not, that's the thing. It's like, why would I subject myself to all that toxic shit when I can just go home and crack a beer? And
sometimes it's fun to peruse it, you know, like a tabloid.
Yeah.
But as of recent, I've just like, I have not, it all just.
So mostly people I don't know at this point. I remember in the beginning.
Or people
of
I have never cared to grow close to.
Yeah. Because in the beginning of Super Mega, I remember the drama was a lot more fun because that was during that classic era of YouTube drama where it's like Leafy, Keemstar, H3, iDubbbz.
Keemstar's still
kicking. Oh, Keemstar is still kicking.
Snapchat
sure,
and all.
Yeah, every time I get on Snapchat, I see it.
He's such an, he's I'm not going to say smart, but he's a wizard when it comes to being a jackass.
That's his whole thing.
So he buys his Spotify. He buys his Snapchat spots, and since he hates like H3H3, last time I went on the thing was just like H3H3 lies to his fans, and like I'm just like oh.
But I watched that same one. He doesn't talk about it until the very end, so you have to go through the entire.
That's probably like how it's always.
Yeah,
set
it
up.
Always is.
That's why I don't watch those things. I'll get two panels into one where it's like, this mother saved her child, and it's like whoa, and then it'll go like this. This mother did not know what was about to happen as she was driving.
Ad,
and then it's. Young Morgan was driving her car on a rainy day, and she had her child in the back. They were listening to Maroon 5, but unfortunately, something was in the distance. As they were enjoying Maroon 5, something kept getting closer in the distance.
But
they couldn't pay attention to it right now, because they were having a conversation on which pasta is more healthy for you to eat.
And then the next part will be about, like, pasta.
Yeah.
And then you skip like three of the panels to see, and then it just never goes back to it. And you're like, what the fuck? And like, oh, at some point, I guess I was supposed to swipe up to read more.
Yeah.
And very then it'll, annoying. I hate Snapchat.
It'll just be like, you'll get to the end, and it's like, and then Morgan saw it. A lone pebble in the road that could derail their whole vacation if hit in the right angle. She quickly dodged 2 inches to the left and saved all the occupants' lives. And then that's the end.
And
subscribe
don't
for
forget,
more.
Between every two panels, there's like a really annoying ad.
With the yellow bar that's like, 5 more seconds until you get to continue.
I hate Snapchat, dude. Snapchat just... Also, I have some weird glitch. So I don't... I rarely use Snapchat anymore. Maybe to keep in touch with like some friends from college. Or sometimes, you know, if I need to send a video of myself blowing shit into the toilet to you or the Tucker Bros. But I have notifications fully off for Snapchat. My Snapchat's on private.
I have notifications off for all apps because I was telling you yesterday how... sorry, I need to clear my throat. I get anxious whenever I see the badges, so I turn all the badges off. And so for me to check to see if anyone has sent me anything or if there are any updates on Twitter or Instagram, I physically will have to go into the app. So it's just like, okay, I'm going into the app, I'm checking shit, So I'm not constantly like Twitter like now. So Twitter's not constantly through like updating me throughout the day.
It's not invading your life.
Yeah, That's invading smart. Twitter. Twitter's not invading me.
Dude.
Bitches.
Fuck social media, man. I would love to take Twitter, Instagram, all that off my phone.
Mm. I like Instagram.
I like Instagram too. I just wish that I could step back from social media because it does cause me a lot of anxiety. And
you can't step back.
It's just I guess it's just tricky with what we do for work.
Yeah, but all the same time, like, look at me. I'll go like a month to something without tweeting. I mean, you have more followers, so I guess like your point's proven there. But I feel like I haven't like lost much.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
So it's like, I feel like if you want to take a break, you should, especially if it's like just to better your mental health. A lot of big YouTubers have even done that, where like you can even set it up if you're nervous, you can
cue tweets.
I just get
stepping away from social media gives me anxiety, and I hate that.
Why?
Almost like a form of FOMO, fear of missing out.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, I get this fear where it's like if I step away and I'm not there, it's like, what's happening that I don't know about? Like, am I out of the loop on things?
Yeah, but then like the thing is, you check social media, you're not missing out on much, right?
No, exactly. I think it's just an addiction because you do it so much, you just get that little like.
I like supporting like the people I follow with. Yeah, you know,
I'll go through though, and I'll be like, it's like a fridge. I have, like, I'll know nothing's there, but I'll keep coming back and checking it every 5 minutes, and I'm just so sick of it.
I would say, like, I only really. The social media site right now that I check the most is either going to be Reddit or TikTok. Reddit is not social for me, and neither is TikTok, so that's probably why I check them the most. It's purely just entertainment for me, the two of them. Whether it's being informed or just having some entertainment on Reddit or just pure entertainment on TikTok. With Twitter and Instagram and Facebook or anything like that, it's... I guess I just don't like putting in my personal effort into like, it's exhausting to just have to be on all the time.
Absolutely.
And so like, I definitely feel what you're talking about. And that's why I feel like I derive more entertainment, probably more screen time from the apps that center more around like entertainment, but are also social media apps.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I just like tweeting dumb shit, but like Instagram, I never know what to post.
I'm tweeting
Facebook,
more.
Facebook, I don't even use.
I tweeted.
You
like,
are. I like it.
I tweeted like. I want to see if this is my record. Let's see. I personally tweeted 1, 2, 3 times this month. Oh, I posted 4 times last month. So no, I didn't beat a record of any kind. Shit.
Bro. It's okay.
But, you know.
It's okay, man.
I only post pictures.
Just tweet out your support for Joe Biden.
No.
Just keep tweeting out
your support. I don't support Joe Biden.
Are you fucking kidding me right now, Ryan?
No.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I don't
fuck Joe Biden.
I don't think he's a candidate that supports kind of my views or at least what I picture as a president. Neither does Donald Trump. So
here's a good way to put it and sum it up. Fuck Joe Biden and fuck Donald Trump. End of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real simple way to put it. They both suck. It's just like 2016 for me. Not epic. Dude, I need some ice to chew on. We do it. Dude. For this year's snowy megacast, let's chew ice the entire time. Get that kind of like frost.
Can we do ice chewing ASMR?
That is a thing for sure.
Wait, hold on. It's like I'm a cartoon character walking on a lake of ice.
While Ryan was doing that, some ice did fall out of his mouth, and I saw you try to like catch it real instinctively, and it still slipped through. Where is it now? Is it in your gooch? Eric, yep. Oh, I am not. Oh. I was scared you were gonna do a what are the odds that I'd have to eat that ice. God, you are. What are you doing?
I'm wiping the water off.
Oh, okay, it makes a lot of sense. I was mesmerized.
I love
by
this
it.
Seat.
That's a nice seat. I love mine. It's real cozy.
I like how we got to choose our own seat. I like this podcast room. I want to decorate it a lot more.
It needs to be decorated.
I want to get like Christmas lights.
We got the Delta Farce poster Della B sent us. We got to put that up.
We got to put that up on the door right there.
Yeah, we should. I mean, we got, let's put some Christmas lights. We need some plants, some more plants in here. We need some little decorations. I like when we light candles during the podcast, too.
There's one right in the center.
I have seen a bunch of new movies that I have never seen.
You have. I've only seen one movie since last time the podcast. I think we talked on the podcast. You've seen a lot.
I have watched I watched Apocalypse Now, which was fucking fantastic.
I still need to see. I think that's on my watch list.
It's Francis Ford Coppola. It's awesome. It's so good. So well done.
Coppola.
It was made in 1979. So it's only made like 9 years or so after the Vietnam War, 8 or 9 years. So it's pretty close to when the Vietnam War happened. And then, let me see. That's that classic movie with, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah.
Very good. And the guy's name was Sergeant Kilgore, which is in Delta Farce. So that's Delta Farce was referencing that. I also watched a fantastic movie by the director of The Exorcist called Sorcerer.
How do you spell that?
Sorcerer.
Oh, sorcerer.
Yeah. Did I say it weird? Sorcerer.
I thought you were saying sorcerer.
I pronounce words like sorcerer. Sorcerer.
I love that poster. That's a beautiful fucking poster.
Dude, you would.
Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. That, well, I told you, the movie is about four guys in like the South American jungle that have to transport two truckloads of TNT 200 miles to the jungle. But the TNT is really old.
Mm-hmm.
So the slightest like bump or touch will make it explode. And it's so stressful because it's all these unpaved jungle mountain roads, like cliff roads, rope bridges that are like barely going to hold the weight and swinging during a storm. It's, there'll be a scene.
I'll have
like,
to watch that.
It's amazing. The tension. I don't think I've ever seen a movie that built anxiety and tension like that. I was sitting there just like, and it's got some good ass scenes.
I like thrillers. Thrillers are probably one of like my favorite, it's not a subgenre, but my favorite genre included, because usually things aren't just thrillers. Usually it's like a drama thriller, suspense thriller, horror and thriller. Comedy can also have thriller aspect. Yeah.
There's a backstory to it, of course, where the movie, it's about four guys that all came from different backgrounds. One's like a terrorist from Israel. One's like a guy from France that committed financial fraud. So it's all about these like different criminals that I guess ran away
mm-hmm.
from crime and ended up like living a new life in a village in South America, which is like miserable for them.
Yeah.
And they take this job because, well, like an oil rig explodes
mm-hmm.
and the only way to put it out, the fire before it like destroys everything, is they using TNT. So they have to go do it, and it's, oh my God, it's stressful, but it's fucking awesome.
I'll definitely have to watch it.
You should.
You also saw Deepwater Horizon.
Speaking of oil rigs exploding, I saw Deepwater Horizon on the anniversary on 420. And I only watched it
Paul Greengrass, yeah. the man with the shaky cam.
He did Captain Phillips too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That,
you know what he's most famous for? The Bourne series.
Oh, that's right. Did Paul Greengrass do?
Yes.
He did. It's so good. Well, I said that as if it's like the best movie of all time. I like Deepwater Horizon. I thought the story was dumb. I thought the story,
oh my
like,
God. The whole thing's exploding?
The whole thing's blown up?
Oh my God.
I'm pissed off. Is there a Vietnamese man I could beat with a golf club? Fucking, the whole thing with like the daughter, where it's like, my daddy tames the dinosaurs. Like,
that was in the trailer, I
yeah,
think, right?
I don't need that whole sub storyline. I just wanted to see the oil rigs.
Would a child actually come up with that dialogue?
No.
My daddy tames
and
the dinosaurs.
I thought it was dumb with some of the.
Or do you think that it's supposed to be like he told her that? And so she's like,
my daddy says he tames the dinosaurs.
I think the child's a savant. I think the child's a genius.
My dad tames the dinosaurs.
And by dinosaurs, I mean my mom. I saw fucking like bitch. The great foreshadowing, you know, when she's using the Coke can as like an oil rig.
Haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, I thought you saw it.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
I gotta say, dude,
I wasn't interested going into it because it seemed like one of those kind of gung-ho movies, like kind of American Sniper.
It
and I saw American Sniper, and it's not a horror, it's not a bad movie. It's a fine movie, but I don't know. I've never been interested in kind of like the like propagandist movies. What's his name? Clint Eastwood. Sorry, I forgot him. Clint Eastwood kind of makes a lot of those
movies, like Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, but he's not usually like. The thing that I will say is that sounds good about Zero Dark Thirty. It's not like overtly. I mean, no. They do have the American flag waving and shit.
Well, yeah, they're gonna have that stuff, of course, because it's Louisiana. But yeah. I gotta say, the special effects.
What's wrong with having the American flag in a movie?
It's gay.
Commie.
It's unbelievably special effects were incredible. The scene where the oil rig is exploding, like one of the best explosion scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Have you seen the explosion scene?
No, I haven't seen anything.
It's fucking insane. Like the effects and the sound design, it's like the biggest explosion scene you can have. It just goes on and on and on.
Bigger than the one in Rampage starring Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, where a giant albino gorilla and giant lizard fight in a city?
I haven't. Yeah. Bigger. And then there's also my favorite thing is like there's a BP oil executive that's on the oil rig. He's this old white dude who looks like my dad, but he has like that real strong.
Who's
like,
he played by?
I don't know, but he has a real strong Creole accent. And I forgot how much I love the like Louisiana accent. Like the real strong, like,
now you're here.
There ain't no oil coming up from the well, you hear? So good. It's
name from all infected individuals.
That's how he talks. Got that southern drawl. And
stay indoors.
I saw one more. I saw Mad Max Fury Road.
That's a good movie. Well, you've already seen it, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
That's I've never good. Seen any Mad Max movies.
That one, I really like that
I watched
one.
It last night. It was fantastic. It was.
I want to see the black and white version because apparently, yeah. Stylistically, the director, it's not just putting it in black and white for a fuck it. It's going
to
be artistic.
He wanted it to be
reason.
Black and white, right?
Yeah.
But then from marketing, whatever reason, they didn't want to do that.
Same reason why I want to watch Logan in black and white.
Is there a black and white version?
Mm-hmm. Because the way they do shadows and stuff is very noir sometimes, mm-hmm. and that effectively is shown a lot more. Like the contrast is a lot more noticeable in black and white. So stylistically, like I think there's room to enjoy something in black and white, but then there's stuff like the short film I did in the afterlife where we did it because it looked better than
We've
the color
there.
Than
the you color know, the, we the had. Good old college student films.
And it went
films.
Well with the themes of the short film, yeah. I guess. But
I really that'd be really interesting to shoot something in black and white with the intention of knowing there's gonna be no color, so you gotta get creative and do the shots differently where it's like it's all about the lighting. Like fuck the color, it's all about just the shadows and the lighting, and that'd be really cool. That'd be a fun experiment. That'd be fun to do that on film.
Ooh.
But then, you know, you can't really see what you're shooting. I want to get a film camera. Carson has a bunch of film cameras, and I've seen him shoot with them. And they're so cool because he has ones where, like, the viewfinder is basically it's just like a mirror. So mm-hmm. when you look into the camera, it's like a box that you look inside down into from the top. And there's like a mirror.
Well, that's how light.
Yeah,
the camera
and everything is just mirrored. It's all mm-hmm. reversed. So if I move it this way, everything goes the other way, and it's just so cool. And I want to try shooting shit on film. He develops his own film, and I have no idea how to do that shit. But I want to shoot
YouTube tutorials.
Yeah, that's probably how he learned. Looks like he's cooking meth though. Because I come in his room, and he's got like all these like bottles of chemicals, and like the lights are off, and it's all red.
He lives just like an artist, like I would picture it. His room kind of reminds me of Tucker's room.
Yes.
Where it's kind of like, you know, the canvases are everywhere. Yep. The supplies are down on the floor.
It's got the artist's room.
Yeah.
It's got the artist's brain.
There's always like the typical artist room. And I'd say I'm disappointed that he doesn't have the mattress on the floor like most artists do.
Well, he has a bed frame from IKEA.
Okay. So
I
about as equal.
My mattress, my bed frame is not here yet. So my mattress is on the floor right now. I have the foundation under
it.
Did
you get an IKEA bed frame?
No, I got a bare bed frame because I got a bare mattress, but I put that shit on the floor right now because I don't have the
my IKEA one's still working strong. It's
IKEA's
like
for what it's worth.
IKEA makes some decent shit.
It's got some shit I think that's too expensive for what IKEA is, but there is a lot of good cheap stuff from IKEA that's like, oh, perfect.
Yeah,
because like that's the thing is if you're gonna spend $500 on a piece of furniture, like. You're better off going to like a vintage furniture place and getting like an actual nice piece of furniture that is like built nice as
or you could go to a garage sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
help your fellow man.
I'm talking about small businesses, man.
This is a garage is the smallest business I can think of.
Apple started in a garage. Disney started in a fucking garage.
Super Mega started in Markiplier's garage.
Oh, yeah? Well, Syndigo started in a frog in a house.
So many people don't know what a frog is. Every time I say frog,
front room,
like, what?
On garage?
Over garage?
Over garage.
Yeah. It's you know, houses, two-story houses that'll have a room on top of a garage.
It's literally That's the only second-story room in the whole house, usually. At least in where I live. Like, there was no set. It was a two-story house. Well, it wasn't. It looked like a one-story.
Your room was the frog.
My room was the frog,
yeah. The blue room.
Yeah, and then connected to the frog, it was like, I had two side doors and then another door, and they both connected to just a huge attic area.
I hated that because I had a huge attic off of my room at night. And when I was a kid and I moved into this house, I was so scared of this attic because it was creepy. Look inside. It's just insulation and just a dark tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And my house was, the one I grew up in, it was like a wooden house built in the 60s or 70s. So it's going to creak around. It's going to settle. So I'd be laying in bed and I would just hear like a thump from inside that attic. And I would just be scared. I'd just be laying in bed, petrified. And then the worst part was when I was a kid, I didn't understand like how vacuum stuff worked.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd be laying in bed and my sister would like shut her bedroom door and then my attic door would slowly creep open. Or I'd go to shut my door to feel safer and then I just watch
the air would push it forward.
And I watched the attic door just and I'm like, so scary. I'm still a little baby when it comes to that stuff. Because Mandy pissed on my bed, I had to sleep on the couch a couple nights in my living room and I was just laying in my living room.
Stuff falls in your living room a lot. In terms of like there's been two times where I've been over where something like falls over and I'm like, we all look at each other. We're like, that was on the center of the table.
That's only when you're over.
Really?
You said
some stuff was happening like before I came over and that's why I noticed it. I took notice because like, oh, I'm noticing
when Jackson was in his old room in the house, he switched mm-hmm. rooms. There was shit and he moved out and it stopped. I don't think the ghost wanted him in that room.
Or nobody's in that room right now. So now the ghost is pleased. And when I come over, they're like, is that the person that's going to take the room now?
I that was weird. You were over and on my dining room table, there was like the top of a drink mixer in the middle of the table on top of a Lazy Susan.
So the top of the drink mixer was on the drink mixer.
I don't know if it was on the drink mixer or if it was just on the Lazy Susan.
Okay.
But somehow it still fell on the floor when no one was there.
And there's no cat.
No cat. There is no open windows, no the airflow. That it's heavy. It's metal. It's made out of metal.
The girls didn't do it.
No.
And whenever I reference the ladies or the girls, I'm talking about Matt's three beautiful orchid mantises that he's taken care of and fathering.
They stopped getting big fast. They started getting big, and they just kind of like slowed down.
They'll get big again.
I got to spray them with the growth hormones I got. I got some InfoWars Alex Jones growth supplements. I'm going to spritz them with every day.
I'm still like just kind of letting the feeling ride out because I'm like, do I want a fish? Do I want a hamster? What do I want to add something to my household? I love hamsters too. I think I'd get the there's another dwarf hamster that's not the Chinese dwarf because I don't think they can sell giant Chinese dwarf hamsters in California.
Talk about the Russian ones. It's like Roborovsky.
Not the long-haired dwarf. Russian one.
No. They're little tiny ones. They're called like Roborovsky dwarf hamsters. I used to be obsessed with hamsters.
I want the white one.
Dude, they're cute,
but
man.
Those are, there's no more like purebreds of whatever the white ones are called because they mix them too much.
Ooh. Dude, I want a hamster so bad. The one thing that stops me from getting a hamster is just they smell bad.
Not as bad as ferrets or chinchillas.
No way. But a hamster is definitely pigs. Like hamster piss is not a good smell. But hamsters are one of the cutest pets. Just watch them like dig little nests and like run on their wheel and stuff.
I think like for me, like the one rodent where it would be the last I'd buy because of anything, it would be a guinea pig.
Mm.
I'd get a rabbit before a guinea pig. Just because guinea pigs, they're like, if any guinea pig turned into a human, it would be some fat redneck with overalls.
Yes, 100%. The only thing I don't like about guinea pigs is how wiry their fur is.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little weird. Also, the spider moved. It's not above me. It's going towards you now. It's almost all the way across the room.
You heard its feelings.
Hey, buddy, no, come back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
He's being a little too just fucking walk, dude.
Dude, he's a fragile.
I want to see if he reacts to like a bigger spider.
Wait. Now that Wanda's gone and her babies are gone, this is the next saga. Oh, he has a web over there.
I'm going to go.
I can't see. Are you going to touch it? Oh my God. He's going down.
I don't know where he is now.
Well, he's on the floor now. Beneath our feet.
He shouldn't have run off. Hello?
Ryan gently touched him and he decided to descend from his web very quickly on a string. It would have made that sound with a xylophone.
He's like, I've been found out.
He'll be back. Yeah. He'll climb back up. He's just taking some shelter right now behind the couch on the floor. Are you wearing open-toed shoes?
No, I'm wearing socks.
Oh, man, how the tables have turned. I'm wearing open-toed shoes today.
I know, and you're wearing...
Freaking me out. Now there's a spider on the... He's casting spells. What's his name? He's going to stay in this room. You know he's not going to leave this room, so he's going to be our new podcast friend, the next saga of animals.
I don't know. We don't know if we're going to see him again.
Did you fucking... No, dude, he has webs all over the room.
Okay.
Now that we're looking, see the cobweb over there? And then he has a web we can't see, but I saw him in it right there. So this is his turf, man. This is his territory.
Okay, so Rupert?
Sounds good. Rupert it is. That's a weird name for a spider. Every time I hear Rupert, I think of like a
pig.
An old British man with fucked up British teeth and a big nose going, oh, I got that in it. Sunny out in it. How do you pull your pants up that high? Brian has tucked his shirt and pulled his pants up above his chest, like above your nipples.
Nipples right here.
Okay, so at the nipple
but
line.
But I could.
Oh, yeah. Some stretchy pants. What's wrong? Ryan, why are you getting up, man? What is... All right. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. Climbed onto the table. On all fours.
I don't know why the past two podcasts have been me farting into the mic. I'll stop after this one, I promise. It'll be the farting saga.
Yeah, yeah.
The farting into the mic saga constantly.
Well, there's more sagas. Let's look at the saga. There's
jelly beans.
Okay, there's the yeah, I wish. There's the apartment saga.
Where first there was the Mark saga, right?
No, like the first Super Mega Cast was recorded in our apartment. I remember the first episode was on our couch.
I could have sworn we recorded some in Mark's place. Some Super Mega stuff at Mark's place.
We recorded some Super Mega stuff at Mark's place, but those were just Let's Plays. We're doing that the week we were moving out.
Okay.
And first episode was on our couch in that old apartment in Glendale.
Sitting
next to each other, making shake and bake.
Shake and bake was a part of the apartment saga.
It's the shake and bake saga. Let's call the apartment the shake and bake saga.
Okay. And the shake and bake saga lasted about almost 2 years.
Well, you got to think we moved into the Grumps office and started doing it there.
Yeah.
So
there's the shake and bake saga.
Then there's the Grumps saga. Then there's the Super Megaplex saga.
Then there's the
we need a timeline with sagas running adjacent.
So we have three main sagas and then we have mini sagas. I want to let y'all know. I said that wrong. I want y'all to let us know in the comments. Come up with your own sagas of Super Mega. What saga do you enjoy?
There's the Tucker Brothers saga that started in 2017, 2018.
Jesus.
You gotta shit it. You gotta go take a shit? That doesn't sound real, man. I swear to fucking Christ, you put some fake shit up your ass. Mm-mm. Like, before you come in here, you put a bike pump up your ass and you pump it.
Nope.
Which I tried to do once when I was younger because I saw a video of a guy doing it where he sticks a bike pump up his ass.
It works. It pushes air in there.
It does. It hurt very bad, though. It was insane, the video I saw. It's like, it's very low resolution, some very Slavic-looking man on his floor with his pants down.
Shite! I forgot to mention the movie I saw.
Say it. Go for it, baby.
Back to the Future 2. That's it. Anyways.
I like that one.
I liked it more than the first one because I think it... It's weird because the problem I have with it is linked to why I liked it more, which is odd, I guess. I liked it more because it really just accepted the camp and just... It's it's the perfect amount of camp. It like hit it perfectly. The first one I was like, I wish there was more goofiness. The second one, the goofiness is whew, right up there. I'm sure the second one's probably even more goofy. But my problem with it is that it started to feel episodic instead of like just one standalone movie. Because the very end is an advertisement for the next one.
Yeah.
And there's no like...
Which you haven't seen yet.
Resolution.
Have you seen the third?
No.
The Wild West, baby.
Yeah, that's the one that... Well, I've seen like the scene. There's a train. There's a shootout. There's a bunch of shit.
I saw it a long time. I remember I enjoyed it when I saw it. I'm trying to watch more classics. Like just classic movies I haven't seen.
Back to the Future is a classic.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to go down a mental list, I guess, of classics, or just not even classics, but just movies like Mad Max Fury Road, just things that like are popular movies I have not
seen. Set up yourself a Letterboxd. Don't even like get on it to like post reviews. Just make it private and set up a watch list.
I thought about
doing
that just to check it off for myself.
And then you can see what Harrison and like Leighton has one, for example.
Okay.
Leighton's very much into horror gore type movies, I guess.
Yeah, she's into a very specific genre of movies, like Mulholland Drive.
Yeah,
stuff like that, which is also a very
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's kind of like
that scene in Mulholland Drive. You haven't seen
that wind? No, that's the AC. I was gonna be like, damn, that's a lot of wind.
Or it's a plane flying low because the CIA is spying on us.
I think it's the AC.
That scene in Mulholland Drive scared the fuck out of me.
The homeless man?
Yeah.
I've only seen that scene.
It's so scary. I was watching it at home at night.
It was on a Reddit thread of the movie scenes that made you jump the most.
It really made me fucking jump. Because it felt like a... It didn't feel like a movie jump. It felt like actually like a bad dream. Because it was just like, what the fuck?
Well, that's, I think, the most I've ever jumped. And I remember, like, it was the first time I'd experienced... Because usually I'd hide my face and I'd hide kind of the jump scare. I'd still hear the sound, but I'd jump. This is the first time like it caught me off guard in a way. It's not like a great movie or anything. I enjoy it because it's a fun haunted house movie. It's Insidious. There's a part where like the alarm's going off and the mother goes in to check on the baby. And like I'm thinking, you know, and it's James Wan is great at making these types of movies, haunted house movies. The alarm downstairs went off, so you're thinking the threat's on the first floor or somewhere in that location. So she goes in to check on the baby, and through the veil of the crib, you see a face. And you see it for, like, a full second, and then the jump sound effect kind of, like, kicks in. So, like, you notice it, and then it kicks in, and it startles you. Jolted the fuck out of me when I first saw it in theaters.
I think that there really is something there that, like, with facial recognition with your brain that
but it has
adds to jump scares.
Well, I do it to you. I used to do it to you all the time in our apartment.
Like, when you're in the corner of my room naked and just staring at me, it gives me the biggest jump scare because of the fact that, like, before I can comprehend what it is, my brain recognizes it's a face. You know, your brain is like facial recognition. That's a face. That's mm-hmm. That's a person.
Well, it's eye contact, too. You're making eye contact.
Yeah, it's intimate.
It's like, in a sense, also your brain, even though you're not registering it, in your brain, it's going, something sees you, something notices you, and you didn't notice it type of thing.
Yeah, kind of like that whole primitive thing with animals, like about making eye contact. Yeah. It's like, boom, challenge.
Like me with a spider. I just gave him a little fist bump, and he went, whoa!
He was just bungee jumping down.
Like, I know.
He's like, hey, noticed me! Rupert was excited,
Ryan from Super Mega.
Rupert Murdoch. I gotta piss, man.
Okay.
I might go get a wine glass and fill it up and Tom Pearl it.
Oh. Okay.
My name is Tom Perry. I'm excited to eat my diarrhea for you.
Well, I mean, in that case, you want to fill up two glasses and end the podcast?
Sounds good to me, brother.
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.